Okay. Now, other things that you made out of cornmeal, you were telling me about flitters.
Corn flitters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put a lot of grease in them.
Yeah. And you just drop them by spoonful, and you eat that with syrup. They're good. You also fry fish with the cornmeal. You just salt and pepper your fish and dip it into the cornmeal and fry it in a lot of oil.
Yeah. You know what hush puppies were?
Yeah. That's the same thing you make with the cornmeal.
It's flitters.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Did you ever see anybody cook it in front of a fire, in front of a fire, cornmeal by the fire? Or
No, I saw them cook on a furnace. You can put your frying pan, you put a grate over the furnace, and you put your frying pan on the furnace, and you can cook anything on there. I've made coffee on there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would they make up, and they cook it in the skillet, and they made what? What would you call that big kind of round cake they made?
Oh, that was turnover bread.
Turnover?
Yeah, we call it shot cake. Now, one you put in the oven is called a shot cake.
Uh-huh.
You can put your bread, that's made with flour now. You roll that out like you're going to roll out a biscuit dough. And you put the whole thing in a pan and stick little holes in it with the fork and you run it in the oven. And that's called shot cake.
Yeah.
Now, the ones that you make on the top of the stove in the frying pan is called turnover bread. You put a little oil, a little grease. I usually use the shortening. I use Crisco because I like that better.
Would you ever see any that was made with just cornmeal, salt, and hot water?
No.
You ever see hot water bread or Johnny cake? You know what that was? Hoe cake. Okay.
No, I don't think that would taste good.
All right. Now, what was fried in deep fat and had a hole in the center of it?
Donuts.
Okay.
You made that from flour.
Different types of them?
Yes, because you could drop the donut, the dough, you drop that by spoonful. See, you make your dough loose. You don't make it tight like other, like bread. And you drop that in the dough and the hot grease. And if you wanted to make the donut with a little hole in the center, well, you have to make it do a little stiffer. And you take like a top of a, well, some people have pastry cutters.
Yeah.
But I take a top like from the Coca-Cola bottle and just cut in the center of the bread and drop it in there, and you get a donut with a hole in the center. And those are called bleds donuts, I think.
Uh-huh. What kind of things can you buy at a bakery?
Oh, you can buy all kinds of things, such as cake, all different kinds of cake, cookies, donuts, garlic bread, sliced bread, Italian bread, that's the sort of bread that's made, and they put these little seeds on them, like anise seeds or something like that, and it's made a little bit different from other bread.
Yeah.
It's a heavier bread, but it's good.
Did you see those little cakes they might make having coffee?
The tea cakes?
Okay.
They have coffee cakes. The coffee cake is like a roll with a lot of sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have raisins in them.
Yeah.
And those are called little coffee cakes. Then they have coffee cake that's made and it has a lot of cinnamon on the top of it. And a little powdered sugar. Those are nice too.
All right, what about those little coffee, those things that might be baked individually, you know? You know what those were? Like the coffee, you know what a Danish was? Okay.
Oh, no.
Sweet rolls, everything.
Oh, you might be talking about butter biscuits.
Okay.
They have biscuits that you make.
And what would they put over the top of those, you know, that kind of sweet white stuff?
They put an icing over it.
Okay.
Well, those are regular rolls. And they put powdered sugar, they cook that into a syrup, and just pour that over the top of it.
Okay. You ever seen the stuff they put over donuts?
Yes, they have the two different things that they put over donuts. They put this powdered sugar,
mm-hmm.
They have it in a can, and just shake it all over. That's powdered sugar.